The American psyche was hit hard on September 11th. The attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were shocking proof of the country's vulnerability. A new survey conducted in the first days after the attacks provides a snapshot of how the nation reacted psychologically. As NPR's Joanne Silberna reports, few Americans escaped untouched.
One way to understand the stress of September 11th is to listen to the stories of people like 26-year-old Eric Levy.
It's something I wake up thinking about. It's something I don't spend an hour not thinking about. It seems to be sort of an overlay for everything I do in my job and in my social life.
That it hit him so hard surprised him.
Generally, I'm unaffected by things like this. Oklahoma City, Columbine, I mean, they were interesting stories to me, but I didn't lose any sleep over them.
Levy works at a publishing company in Connecticut. He doesn't know anyone who was killed. He doesn't even know anyone who knows anyone who was killed. And he lives 60 miles from the World Trade Center. Still, he had problems sleeping. He was irritable and had trouble concentrating. As researchers at RAND, a California think tank, found out, Levy was not alone. They asked nearly 600 people in the days immediately following September 11th about their stress levels. Dr. Mark Schuster headed the survey.
The country was experiencing this as an attack on everybody. They weren't just viewing it as an attack on New York or on Northern Virginia.
In fact, 90% of people had at least one symptom of stress. There were some differences. Closer to New York, the symptoms were stronger, and women, non-whites, and people with prior mental health problems reported higher stress levels. The survey also asked people how they dealt with their stress. In Connecticut, Eric Levy found himself breaking into conversations at work and with friends.
It seemed to me that especially with friends, people were looking for a way not to talk about it, but really they did want to talk about it. So my saying something was sort of an impetus to get them to do what they secretly wanted to do.
98% of people also turned to others to vent, according to the survey in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Again, Mark Schuster.
Virtually everybody talked about their thoughts and feelings, and this is a very important part of coping. Keeping these feelings bottled up inside can be pretty debilitating. If you talk about them, it helps you begin to process them and get past them.
Another finding, 90% of the respondents said they turned to prayer, religion, or spiritual feelings. Many told the surveyors they attended memorials or prayer vigils. Mental health workers have been studying stress reactions for years, in Bosnians, in Vietnam vets, in women who've been raped. But psychologist Emmanuel Maidenberg of the University of California at Los Angeles says September 11th was a new situation. It wasn't a private experience. An entire nation's high expectations of safety were violated, which may be why people needed to talk.
Being able to discuss it with somebody gives us a sense of more controllability or more predictability of it. It also is reassuring to know that other people around us feel similar to what we feel.
Now, the survey was a look at what happened in the first few days after the event. What's going to happen over time, especially as new threats emerge? Maidenberg says over time, Israelis have picked up a couple of strategies.
People become less affected by the news, and the trauma becomes, or the traumatic symptoms become less intense. The other coping strategy that seemed to be effective is to continue getting timely and accurate information.
But such an adjustment may take years, he says. What people need to do now is acknowledge their emotions, and if stress symptoms are interfering with work or socializing, it may be time to seek professional help. Eric Levy has found his own coping mechanism. A week after September 11th, he traveled to the World Trade Center site and picked up a small, jagged piece of glass. He keeps it on his night table. It's the first thing he sees in the morning.
Looking at the piece of broken glass is strangely soothing, because it reminds me that this isn't something I have to get out of my head right away, that there's no prescribed timetable for, quote-unquote, getting over this.
The RAND researchers who did the survey right after September 11th are starting a new one to see how the country is coping today. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.